Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for some sun, maybe a scattered shower, some thunderstorms mainly this afternoon in the mid-70s. We'll get the details on our forecast from Pat in just a few minutes. In a story in this morning's Republican American by Ruth Epstein, a ghetto remark had riled some at the Falls Village Affordable Housing hearing last week. A remark about a proposed affordable housing project prompted objections from several residents. At Wednesday's hearing to gather public input on an application to apply for a community development block grant for the project proposed on River Road, resident Coulter Rule said it would ghettoize Lime Rock Station neighborhood. Rule, who's been a vocal opponent of the Falls Village Housing Trust proposal, said there are already four affordable houses out of 20 in that section of town. Quoting here, basically you're going to ghettoize the little neck of the woods, end quote, adding that many think it's unfair and that all the town's affordable housing is there as a result of poor planning. He referenced a petition signed by 52 people who opposed the application, which already has Planning and Zoning Commission approval. Quote, it pains me to hear the offensive language, end quote, from Carla Galazzi, who was recently appointed assistant town clerk and served as moderator of the hearing. Quote, I qualify as a low-income household, now working for the town and doing my best for our community, end quote. Former First Selectman Patricia McCare called it, quote, a horrible term, it's not Falls Village, end quote. Rule later apologized, saying in no way was his remark meant to be racial. He said he was concerned about a subgroup of new citizens and that Falls Village has a long tradition of helping its own. The hearing is part of a process in applying for the grant, which, if approved, would provide up to $800,000 in federal funds passed through the state and then to the town for construction of wastewater facilities, septic roads, and sidewalks. Sheffield has capped their marijuana farms at 5. Voters at a special town meeting last week capped the number of outdoor pot cultivators allowed in town to 5, closing the door to new farms, except the town actually has 6, all now grandfathered and exempt from new zoning bylaws. With 184-37 tally on a vote that required 2/3 majority, residents pushed back on the notion that their town would be a future target for more outdoor cannabis growers than the 6 facilities already operating. In 2019, the town had already limited pot shops to 3, which now leaves room for one more. Commercial farms currently operating are Theory Wellness, Nova Farms, Canna Provisions, 1010 Craft Cannabis, and Berkshire Welco, parent company of The Pass, which has 2 outdoor facilities. The town of North Canaan is once again in need of a new zoning enforcement officer. First Selectman Charles Perotti said the arrangement with Ronald Hirsch just did not work out. The Board of Selectmen will be advertising to seek to fill the position. Before Hirsch was hired last October, the job had been vacant for many months, and the Planning and Zoning Commission served as its own ZEO. Part of Route 44 in North Canaan is closed for upgrading of rail crossings. Now, Route 44 between North Elm Street and Route 7 in the center of town will be closed June 21st to 23rd to allow for the upgrade to the train crossing near McDonald's. Traffic will be turned around North Elm Street and Granite Avenue. Dutchess students can unmask if parents claim medical hardship. Area districts are differing. The New York State now requires students to wear masks inside schools unless they are unable to medically tolerate a mask. What proof is required to determine a student cannot safely wear a mask is unclear, though. In the absence of specific rules from the state regarding a recommendation from a medical professional, Dutchess County Health Department is advocating for school districts to consider granting a medical waiver to any student whose parents or guardian request one. The county's largest district, Wappingers, has already begun operating under that policy, although most, including Arlington, have chosen to maintain mask requirements when indoor. The differing approaches have caused an uproar among parents in the county, some of whom are wondering why their own district won't allow their student to unmask. A town of Wappinger man faces up to 30 years in prison after pleading guilty to the attempted murder of 2 Red Hook police officers, according to the Dutchess County District Attorney's Office. Keith M. Potick pleaded guilty on Friday to 2 counts of attempted second-degree murder, a felony, before County Judge Edward McLaughlin. He also pleaded guilty to 2 counts of second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, a felony. He was accused of possessing a .45-caliber handgun outside of his home or place of business and possessing it with intent to use unlawfully against another person. The 2 officers he was accused of shooting had responded to a civil dispute over property at Princeton Street and Columbia Avenue shortly before 1 p.m. in November of 2019. Tanglewood is coming back to life on the 4th of July, hosting the annual Boston Pop Spectacular, which typically is held on the Esplanade in Boston before an audience and the hundreds of thousands. The free event announced Friday by the Boston Symphony Orchestra will mark the first performance with an audience at Tanglewood since the summer of 2019. It'll be capped at 9,000 per local health restrictions. The festival was canceled last year for the first time since World War II because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tanglewood will give priority guest invitations to veterans and other members of the military, first responders, healthcare workers, and community groups. Tickets, which will be free to the general public, will be required to enter Tanglewood, but limited to 4 per household and available on a first-come, first-served basis. They can be reserved online starting at 10 a.m. on June 21st at tanglewood.org. The announcement from Friday pointed out that while there will be no fireworks staged at Tanglewood, there will be a display from the Boston Commons in partnership with the city. In Stockbridge, voters made quick work of passing a budget at the annual town meeting. 172 residents who took part out of 1,645 registered voters had made quick work of big spending items on the 55-article warrant. With hardly any discussion, they breezed through the $7.5 million operating budget, down 1.5% from last year, and the $3.1 million operating and capital expenses for the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. That was up 7%. Only a handful of voters opposed the biggest ticket items, with votes conducted for the first time by secret electronic balloting. Overall town spending involving taxpayer votes totaled just shy of $11,800,000, including a $430,000 infusion of cash reserves and $170,000 for additional funding, adding state aid. The budget prepared by Town Administrator Michael Canales, with full support from the board and the Finance Committee, came to a bottom line of nearly $11,930,000. Northeast Millerton Library is hosting the final of its community conversations to hear what local residents are concerned about for the future. That'll be held today from 11 a.m. to 12:30. More information at nemillertonlibrary.org. Some upcoming meetings in Sharon. Coming up today, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5. The Board of Education meets at 6 p.m. Inland Wetlands Commission will meet at 6:30. Meanwhile, Salisbury Pathways Committee meets at 5:30 this evening. In Falls Village, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 6:30, and then followed by the Board of Selectmen meeting at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, their June monthly meeting will be held at 7 p.m. tonight of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board notice of a public hearing. That public hearing will take place tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ancrum Town Hall. Under consideration are applications for subdivisions located number 206 in Ancrumdale, number 213 in Ancrum, New York, and a site plan review for a parcel owned by Palumbo Block on State Route 82, and a special use permit for a short-term rental on a parcel owned by Adam and Ariella Sperling at 39 Shore Road in Ancrumdale, New York. Town of Pine Plains has a town board workshop going on tonight at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission has a meeting tonight that comes up at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Park and Recreation has a Zoom meeting tonight at 7:30. Hillsdale, the Planning Board meeting happens tonight at 7:30 via Zoom. Millerton elections will happen tomorrow. Deputy Mayor Jen Nijak, who is running uncontested and has been cross-endorsed by both local Democrat and Republican committees for mayor, is following in the footsteps of her late mother, former Mayor Marilyn Nijak. For the board itself, three candidates are running for trustee: Republican David Sherman, Democrat Delora Brooks, and Democrat Lori Kerr, who has been cross-endorsed by both parties. In Kent, they have upcoming meetings. The Board of Finance has their regular meeting on the 16th at 6, and the Conservation Commission at 7 p.m. on the 16th. Sharon Center School will honor the 8th grade graduates with a community parade. It'll be on Main Street in Sharon beginning at 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 16th, with a rain date of Friday, June 18th. You're invited to come and send best wishes to the students. Rolof Jansen Community Library has a chit-chat snails. Join Chitnago Ovate member, snail expert Cody Gilbertson for a lesson on snails that are so rare it only exists in one place, the Chitnago Falls State Park. The online program is geared towards adults. It's hosted by Claverick Free Library, Hudson Area Library, Philmont Public Library, and the Rolof Jansen Community Library. Visit rojanlibrary.org/adult-program for login information. Northeast New York has their ZBA meeting coming up on June 17th. Sharontown meeting on June 17th for the Sharon Center School Project. Approval of an expenditure of $1.1 million for installation of air conditioning at Sharon Center School will be the subject at the special town meeting. The meeting will begin at 6, held in person, and the school at remotely on Zoom. Sunset Music Series continues in Car Cruise in North Canaan. Coming up this week on Thursday, the Kevin Machi Band. Rain or shine, all activities run 6 to 9 p.m. Books and Blooms is being held June 18th to 20th to benefit the Cornwall Library. Friday, June 18th and Sunday, June 20th. On Friday at 5 p.m., there'll be a Zoom talk with George Hunkelhoff about the Hollister House Garden in Washington Depot at 4 p.m. On Saturday from 10 to 4, there'll be a tour of the Cornwall Gardens of John and Juliet Hubbard, Bart and Debbie Jones, Roxana Laughlin, and Michael Trapp. There'll also be a sale at the Cornwall Library of new and out-of-print garden books, tea towels with Books and Bloom signature design, and cut flowers arranged and donated by members of the Cornwall Garden Club. Fridays are extra special in Norfolk with the advent of a summer-long series of events on the Village Green. Coming up on June 18th at 6:30, Bears for Kids, sponsored by the Norfolk Land Trust. Free community shred drive-through event and food drive being held June 19th. 9 till noon at Salisbury Bank's Lakefield branch. For the safety of participants and volunteers, they've changed the community shred day format to drive-through and established the following guidelines. Limit 4 bags or boxes per car. Face mask if you are vaccinated. Optional if you're not vaccinated. Wear a face mask. Then stay within 6 feet of another person. You'll be guided to drop off your boxes at the designated area to be shredded by bank staff. Stay in your car until you reach the drop-off point. If you feel unwell, please stay home. On Saturday, June 19th from 9 to noon at the Lakeville, Connecticut branch, 5 Missile Street. Consider participating in their food drive to help neighbors in need by bringing non-perishable food and household items along with your items to shred. South Armenia Presbyterian Church post homebound sale. Celebrate the longest shopping day at their hot post homebound sale of new and good as new items at the ridiculously low prices. A great chance to pick things up for future gifts. The sale's on Saturday, June 19th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Parish Hall, South Armenia Presbyterian Church. Outside vendors of crafts will be also welcome. If you want more information, 845-789-1206. Innisfree Garden at 362 Terrell Road will offer a curator's tour on Saturday, June 19th at 10 a.m. with landscape curator Kate Caron, who will lead a tour exploring the garden, known as one of the world's 10 best gardens and listed in the National Register of Historic Places. More information at innisfreegarden.org to register. Social Equity Anti-Racism Workshop being held in Falls Village. Falls Village and Northwest Corner residents are invited to join facilitator Carol Taylor for a workshop about social equity and anti-racism on Saturday at 3:30 at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. The workshop is free. All participants are required to view the documentary Race, the Power of an Illusion in advance of the workshop. Register for the workshop at the Hunt Library Happening newsletter tab at huntlibrary.org. Hillsdale Concert Series will bring classical music to Hamlet Park. It's new jams in the Hamlet Concert Series on Saturday, June 19th, with members of the Hudson Festival Players will fill the town's Hamlet Park with classical music. The concert of string quartet music will feature core members of the Hudson Festival Orchestra's string section. Admission is free. Donations towards the cost of the concert are encouraged. While some seating will be available, attendees are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets. Hillsdale's Hamlet Park is located southwest of the intersection of State Route 22 and 23 at the traffic light. A Father's Day plant and bake sale coming up on Sunday from noon till 4 p.m. at Church of St. John in the Wilderness in Copaic Falls. Annuals, perennials, ferns, herbs, hanging baskets for sale. Fresh baked goods will also be for sale. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybankandtrust.com. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee. Insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347 on the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,479.60, the NASDAQ at 14,069.42, and the S&P 500 at 4,247.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.